Welcome back to Super Tati's for Parshas Behar B'chukosai. I'm going to start with a couple of stories, mostly about Amelis Patera because of the Rashi that everybody seems to pay a lot of attention to. So the first one is a wild story that's kind of out there in the Olam about Yeshivas Volozhin in the time of Rav Chaim Volozhin. So there was one particular real Ili of a Talmud. He had all the kishronos in the world. Like, he, you know, obviously Volozhin or Bachrim were already selected to be very talented, and occasionally they would select Bachrim with extraordinary talent, but they weren't as high in Yir Shamayim, and sometimes it wasn't like a, you know, a Bachur who's so shalim. So this was an interesting young man, is that he really was head and shoulders above the rest in terms of his capability, but he had no cheshek, no interest in learning. He barely learned at all. But because of his natural capabilities, he could stand out as an excellent bacher, an exceptional bacher in the yeshiva. So that meant, like, when it came time for a bechina, he would spend a few minutes looking over the Gemara and the Mekarus and everything else, and he would cruise to success. So Rav Chaim Volozhin turned to him many times and said to him, look, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you extraordinarily capabilities, right? You can become somebody really extraordinary. You can become a Gadol B'Yisrael. Why don't you save them, meaning use them properly, and really apply yourself to learning? But unfortunately, the Talmud wasn't ready to hear it. So he learned at that moment, and he just did his best. The story involves another bacher as well. There was a real masmid who used all of their time to learn, but they had, on the other hand, some of the weakest natural capabilities in the whole yeshiva. It was hard for them to understand really anything in the Gemara, and he just overwhelmed himself with shkita and hasmada, that he became an excellent Talmud. So one day, the weak Talmud got up and asked a shaila that was really, really good. And it was so out of the normal that all of the rebbeim of the yeshiva and the people who learned there, they just open up their mouth. They said, whoa, it's like a jaw-dropping shaila. And then a few more days later, he did the same thing. He was creating a huge tumult. Right. And all of a sudden, this bacher who had so much trouble, they're showing great bekius, great charifus. All of them saw all of a sudden, day by day, this guy was growing leaps and bounds. It's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, gave him, new kishronos. He all of a sudden became, you know, one of the biggest charifim in the yeshiva. And every day he was getting closer to being the top guy. At that very same time, the lazy, but talented bacher that wasn't applying himself saw the inverse happening. One day he found learning to be a little bit harder. And then before you know it, it got harder. And then it became a whole tumult for him too, because he couldn't learn Gemara Rashi Tosis like he used to. And then he got to a point where he didn't really understand the Shackle of Tari Kiv Megara. And then he really didn't understand Kimat anything. He felt like he was the weakest guy in yeshiva. It was a complete 180-degree turn, both for the Baal Kishronos and for the weak young man. So the Bachrim did not connect these two extreme changes between the newly minted Ilui and the newly fallen Ilui. But all of a sudden, the old Lamdan understood what had happened here. He said specifically what had happened was he lost all of his Yishrenos, and they were given to the Masmid, right? And then he went to Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, and he cried. He said, Rebbe, I understand what happened, right? Have rachmanas on me. I want to do tshuva and change my ways. And Chaim Feleshner saw him crying, his broken heart, and everything else. He said, listen, I warned you. I begged you. I asked you in so many ways. And now you're asking for a Kodesh Baruch Hu for these kishronos. Why is it that you should get them, right? And the Bachar said, you're right. Rebbe's right. What I did was wrong, but now I want to change my way. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, there's an Eitzah. For 30 days straight, you need to put everything you have into Torah, Yomam Valaila, day, night, and everything in between. Go over the Gemara a bazillion times. Even if you don't understand what you're saying, say it over and over with your mouth. Even if you can't get one line to the next, or the Kasha and the Tirits, whatever it is, just keep going. Really live V'Hagisabo Yom HaValayla. Show the Ribbono Shel Olam that you're ready to be a Masmid. And then after that, you can come to me and see at the Dishmaya. We'll see what we can do. So the Bachar did what his Rebbe told him. For 30 days, he barely left the Beis Medrash, you know. And this is aside from the times, you know, for eating and drinking, whatever. It was just, he put everything he had, right? And he said over and over, verbally, full dapim, even without understanding it. And when those days ended, the Bachar went to Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, you have now withstood this challenge. In the Shemayim, they want to see whether you're ready to accept upon yourself the old Torah. And now you need to accept it from today and onward that you are going to put your kishronos to work and you will not make any waste of time and make any waste of these valuable assets that the Ribbono Shel Olam give you. If you can do that, then you could probably get your kishronos back. But this Bachar exhibited extraordinary yirshamayim. And he turned to Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, I have a request. And he started crying. I am ready to accept these extraordinary kishronos in return. I want them back, but it's with a condition that this does not impair the other Bachar in any way. I know that he got my kishronos, and they were given to him after in the Shemaim. They realized that I didn't deserve them, but I do not want it to be at his expense. If it is at the expense of this other person, I don't want them. And this was a very emotional moment. And with the Talmidim of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, there's a Mesorah that Reb Chaim Volozhiner was crying. And he cried along with the Bachar. And he kissed him on his head. And he said, my dear child, I am so fortunate to see you at such a high level. And only this Bachar that has real Yerushalayim is going to be able to ask for such a thing like this. And Reb Chaim cried and cried with such simcha. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Bachar the Seichel Yashar and a golden heart of Yerushalayim, true with real Midos Tovos. And now you are roy to be Makabel Torah Bishlemus, Torah with Midos and Yerushalayim. Reb Chaim went back to his bench where he was, the Talmud went back to his bench where he was learning, and all of his kochos went back. And then nobody believed what had happened. He got them back. But not only that, the other student also got to continue with his strength. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and other Gedolei Torah have heard ish mipnei ish, from all the way back to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that Talmud ended up becoming one of the Gedolei Ador. I don't know what to do with this story. except for tell it and say that the values that are in this story are deeply rooted in the hearts of all of Klal Yisrael. One more story about Amelus and then a couple of Vordlich. There's a story about Rav Avadya Yosef when people asked him, how was it that he had such a photographic memory? How could he remember everything? Like, how did this all happen? And he said, you think that this is all, this is all my kishronos? You need to know that I really did this with tons of yigia, with tons of tsar and oni, meaning this was tons of pain, work, exertion. And they said, how do you get such bikius, particularly in dinei evena ezer, gittin, kidushin, agunos, etc.? And he said, you should know, I really put a lot of amelis and mesiras nefesh into evena ezer, because at that moment I sat in a particular shul, and it was during the winter, and it was raining, and the roof was broken, and the rain would fall into the shul, and it would rain on me. What did I do? I took my coat, and I put it over me and over the sfarim, and I continued to push myself and learn Evena Ezer. And that's how I did it. These were tons of amelus. One more lovely story about Rav Gudula Eisner. So we know, V'nasati gishmachem bi'itam, that people know the Rashi says that the best time for rain is Friday night because everybody's at home having their suda. So Rav Gudula Eisner said that people always misunderstand a cause for an effect and an effect for a cause, right? So they blame completely external things for things which are internal. They say, well, I can't learn because I don't have a good chavrusa. No, you don't have a good chavrusa because you can't learn, right? So they have completely everything, upside down. And we need to really be able to clarify, to be able to understand and appreciate things and make good decisions. What is a cause and what is indeed an effect, and whether something may be neither. So he says one time it happened that he went to go test somebody in Talmud Torah, and he said, why do people not walk in the street during nighttime? And he answered, oh, because rain falls then. And so the little boy completely misunderstood that it was the opposite. It wasn't that the rain was the cause, it was the effect, the fact that people aren't out there. An interesting Dvar Torah, just a thought to think about. The Or HaChaim says that we can find the source for Mitzvah Nishika in Parshas Bechukosai, when it says, V'nasati Shalom Ba'aretz. We have a Chazal that says that Shalom, one of Hashem's names is Shalom. So when a person, when a tzaddik dies, Kadosh Baruch Hu literally comes to that person, and that's the Misas Nashika. And then it says, Ushchavtem, then you're going to lay down, like Shchiva is death, V'ein Macharid. And the idea is that a Nefesh, when they realize Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kebiyachul near, they're going to want to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And with that taiva, they'll be ready to leave this world. Indeed, I've mentioned before that the Evan Shlema notes of Tzadikim, when they're ready, when the Malach HaMavis comes for them, they're completely ready. All they do is encourage the process, whereas the Rishayim are ready to fight. Next, we have the idea of Ki li bnei Yisrael avadayhim. They're my children, says, it's avadayhim. What does it mean? Ki li bnei Yisrael, says the Sfas Emes. Anybody who accepts Ol Torah, they're going to lose the Ol Malchus and Ol Derech Eretz. So you say, they're my avadim when they accept themselves the Ol Torah and not and the Ol Malchus Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take them, all the others Shibudim, and therefore they could just be Avadayim. They're just the proper servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Next, why do we have Erechin right next to the Tochacha? So says the Kli Yoker. He says the two of them come together. That says that when the Jewish people make a nether during a Tzara, like Erechin, why is it that we have that? That's there because when we do that, like Yaakov Avinu, when he had an ace tzara, that zechus will keep them from far worse tzaros. One other one from the Pirkei Avos, fifth perek, we have a diuk from Rav Chaim Volozhiner that we refer to Avraham as Avraham Havavinu initially, and then subsequently we see other instances where he's not referred to as Avraham Avinu. What does it have to do with Avraham Avinu? It says that this is concept that Avraham created within us through his 10 Nisyonos, a spiritual DNA that has lasted with all of Klal Yisrael for all of history. So, for example, the Kivshana Eish, or the Akeda, all these are instances where we learn about Mesiras Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, and that's why we see Jews who don't even seem to have the highest level of connection that they would be able to do such an element of self-sacrifice, be able to do it, is because it came from their spiritual DNA, from Avraham Avinu. So it's a beautiful idea. And interestingly, Rav Dessler quotes that Rav Chaim Volozhiner and says that people often misunderstand that Zechus Avos should be like a merit, but it's Zakus Avos. It's the purity, the clarity of the Avos that accompanies us. Last, I just have to say, it says Koma Miyus. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take us Koma Miyus if we follow the Chukim. And Rashi quotes the Chazal, it says Bekoma Vesukufa, but it's very hard to say that because the Gemara in Brachos Mem Gimel Amad Beis says a Talmud Chacham can't walk, in a Koma Zukufa. They can't walk that. So that's the thinking question, is how could it be if you can't walk your Dochek Ragle Hashrina? How could it be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu would make us walk in a Koma Zukufa? Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful Shabbos.